Oh, man, I hate Mondays.
Nah, man, it's Tuesday.
Wait. What day is it?
You know what day it is. Tuesday. Bruise Day Tuesday.
Ho-ho! Fuck yeah! Grab a cold one. It's Bruise Day Tuesday. Here's Drez and Big Nate.
It's a Bruise Day Tuesday. Yours truly, Drez, in studio with my boy, Big Nate. Nate.
Aloha.
Aloha. I would say, how was your weekend? But I have
Hot
an idea.
Garbage.
I have an idea of how it was. So, for those that don't know, there was a concert over the weekend. We were giving away last-minute tickets. You were giving away last-minute tickets all week long last week for the Postal Service Death Cab for Cutie show in Raleigh. The plan was for both of us to go. Only one of us made it.
That's true. That's the devastating truth of the matter.
That sounds like a burial beer. So first, let's actually talk about burial, because they do have these crazy names for their beer. Devastating truth of the matter is what he just popped.
No,
I'm just kidding.
That would be awesome.
The Artistry of Absent-Mindedness is my West Coast style IPA from Burial, which when you're in Raleigh and they have a Burial location, as you would expect, that was the brewery that I wanted to go to. Because I've been to the Burial in Asheville, the OG, the real spot. And I've heard good things about the one in Raleigh as well, because as you would expect, they have great beer and awesome artwork and all that sort of stuff. So that was top of my list, and I made sure I brought back beer to share on the show.
I appreciate that. I've got the collab they did with Resident Culture Brewing Company, the Psychic Sorcery Dry Hopped American Pale Ale, 5.5% ABV. And the artwork is just next level at the Burial. And I love the it's kind of like those old holographic cards you'd get, like with the reflection.
Yeah, the holographic
kind of
label.
The label is so solid.
As you mentioned, it's the trifecta. The awesome artwork, crazy cool names, and then, of course, it's always fantastic beer to go with it. So it's basically, you can't really beat it. I have the 6.5%, sorry, I forgot to mention, with this West Coast. Now, West Coast isn't my main style, and truth of the matter is, neither of these beers did I even purchase. For the show, I was going to go all the big gnarly IPAs and haziness that I love. However, I bought all of those, and then a buddy of mine got a pack of this and a pack of that. So shout out to Jay. Thank you so much. And then I was just like, all right, well, you know, maybe we'll be better because I could do just a different style for each beer on the show. So that's what we're doing here. And I know that you like a good pale ale. So
I do love a
good pale ale. I'm glad we grabbed that one for sure.
It's tried and true. Yeah, my weekend was not nearly as fun. Friday morning, you know, I know I've got weekend plans going up. Of course, that's when I get sick. I think from Friday morning around 5 a.m., through Saturday about 4 p.m., I had managed to keep down 6 saltines and a half a packet of ramen because I got the stomach flu.
See, and you...
I think I lost weight.
You knew, because when I saw you on Friday, you said, my stomach, blah, blah, blah. But you were still planning on going.
I was hoping because it's usually like so quick.
It was going to be just a quick in and out, maybe 24 hours tops.
I ended up going to the doctor because I couldn't even keep water down. And I was like, well, that's a dangerous spot to be in. And I always think back to Oregon Trail. You died of dysentery because that's dysentery. You can't keep. And I was like, I don't know how the hell I would have gotten that. I didn't swim in any lakes or eat any rancid meat. But no, just the stomach flu. They gave me some... Zofran, so I stopped vomiting, but still had no appetite.
Mm.
But the wife made me some killer chicken noodle soup and took care of me, so I started feeling better. You know, got that in me. I thought I was back to 100% Sunday, but I think Monday is when I really was back in the swing of it.
Which is good, because that's when you got to get back in the studio and start talking on the radio again. So, well, I'm glad you're feeling better now. It's a bummer you missed it, because... I mean, not only did you miss going to Burial and enjoying those beers, but it was a pretty decent show, if I might say so. For those that don't know, I mean, Death Cab I've seen before. Yeah. I'm sure you have as well.
One of the best shows I've ever seen.
But I feel like, and I haven't looked it up, but Postal Service doesn't tour
no.
regularly. I, in fact, I can't remember really ever seeing them going around or even having the option to see him live. No,
that's why this tour was such a big deal.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, Ben's always busy with Death Cab.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, that was one of those possibly worst time to get sick in my life.
Yeah. So, for those that don't know, Postal Service only has one album. They put out one album. I guess it was... I think it was actually 2003, wasn't it? And this is the 20th anniversary, but I think it came out.
But they started the tour last year.
Last year, exactly. So, and it was the 20th for Transatlanticism, which I'm not as familiar with. I like Death Cab, but that Postal Service album holds a special place for me and that time of my life and everything, you know, listening to it so many times and whatnot. Hearing that in its entirety was certainly the draw for
the
show.
The first time I heard that album was at summer camp, and we were relatively cool counselors at the camp, but they had their own room, but was still in our cabin, so, you know, they could make sure we weren't murdering each other or whatever, and they would sit there and blast, like, just all kinds of different music, like, at one point, Metallica's Kill 'Em All was playing in the middle of the day, but Postal Service, they were listening to Give Up, and I had to like go knock on the door and be like, what is this? This is killer. And that's how I was introduced to the Postal Service. And actually, intriguingly enough, I found Postal Service before I found Death Cab for Cutie.
Yeah.
It was just by extension.
I think I might have as well. Once you discover one, then whoever turns you on to that one will tell you about the other. I mean, they kind of go hand in hand. So I can't quite recall. It's kind of the chicken and the egg. But I would say I feel like I got into Postal Service and then Death Cab by proxy, I guess, if I had to guess.
And I mean, thank God Death Cab's been there for us. And because I don't think Postal Service has any plans to put out a new album.
Nah, I wouldn't think so. I don't know. But it was awesome seeing them live. And it was funny because they only had the one album. So, and Postal Service closed as expected. So when they go off and I'm like, all right, well, what's the encore going to be? Because
they've already played.
Yeah, they've played everything.
They're out.
Yeah. So now you probably already know, because I know that you're one of those people that looks up what they're going to play before. Or did you do that? Did you get around to that? Didn't get around to that because you weren't going to go.
I figured they're playing the albums in their entirety. I didn't really think about
it. Honestly, I thought that Death Cab, you know, I thought that they would do it and then they would throw like some hits on at the end. They didn't. It was just bam, album. They're like, all right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back. And then they did Give Up. And so I was wondering what are they going to do for an encore? And I even turned, you know, I was there with BB came. I met up with my buddy Jay from Radford, his girlfriend, Ashley met her. And then also my cousin Eric and his fiance, Allie. And Allie is like you and looks up the set list. So she goes to, she starts to tell him, she's like, they're going to do. And then I was like, whoa, no, don't tell me. I'm just talking in general. I don't want to actually, you know, have this, you know, spoiler alert kind of going off. But so if you had any guess, what would you think they would do for an encore?
I honestly don't. I mean, you would go cover almost, I would think. I don't know. What did they do?
Cover of what?
If it were me designing the set list, knowing that we're doing those albums in their entirety, I would do something like out of left field, like not entirely normal, but something that like everyone knows the words to.
Mm-hmm.
Like Godsmack always used to do a cover of War Pigs.
Oh, so that's
something
classic.
Like that, like something sing-along-y.
Now, if they did War Pigs, that would be epic. So first they came out and did Such Great Heights, but acoustic. So that makes sense.
That makes sense.
And then they just played one more song and it was a cover. Depeche Mode cover.
Ooh.
Which was fitting.
Jesus, you go, people are people.
Enjoy the silence.
Oh, okay. That's also a solid choice. That's a good way to go out.
That was very good. That was like, honestly, I couldn't think of a better, because I was trying to think. I was like, what are they going to do? I was like, that's perfect.
That's epic.
Yeah. That was really good. It was nice. Nice cap to the evening, for sure. So then, because we were just, you know, we had a good group of people there, like my cousin and his cousin, like the other side of the branch of his family tree. They were there too. They had tickets. So they were doing like a separate tailgate and stuff. So basically afterwards, we just like kind of hung out and waited for the traffic to die down and just kind of, you know, did a little bit more post tailgating kind of thing. So that worked out
well.
Always
the best move.
Mm-hmm. That's highly recommended. And we had just gotten off the diets that I guess that Friday. So we were just completely off the rails and just eating and drinking everything we could get our hands on. So it was just a good time. Good time had by all.
I know at one point, and I've got to know, she obviously had sweets on the brain. Your wife, your lovely wife, sent me a message asking you about Sour Patch Kids Oreos.
Yeah, I know.
So she did you guys dig down on some Oreos?
No, didn't have Oreos. That was just a news story or something she saw. But she did just get like a king size bag of Skittles as we were just like going through the grocery store looking for stuff. A big old thing of cinnamon rolls.
Oh, nice.
What else were we? I mean, we were just going completely off the rails. It was a good time.
It's the way to do it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I also did a nice run the morning of, and I can maybe talk a little bit more about that maybe in the next round. But how's your pale ale from Burial Trina? I can't remember the name. That's what I was joking about, like when we were drinking these tailgating
and
stuff.
Truth of the matter.
You know, we all have these great beers in our hands, and I'm like, what's the name of that beer you have? Without looking, and they're like, oh, I have no idea whatsoever.
Have to look.
Well, it looks like I maybe just lost video. I don't know what happened, but
I mean, short of just being the first beer I've had in like over 72 hours, this is also the first thing I've drank that isn't water or Cool Blue Gatorade. So maybe a bit biased, but this is, by the way, Cool Blue Gatorade gets a 5.
Just that's the go-to
for off the air. It's got to be Cool Blue Gatorade, but this is delicious, and this is right at my alley. Pale ales are kind of an old staple for me. So this is a 5 from the label to the beer. It's a 5 in my book.
That's why I handed that one to you. And I was glad that Jay got those pale ales. Cause I was like, oh yeah, I guess, you know, wouldn't be the worst to have some different styles. Now I skipped over this West Coast IPA when I was looking at what was to purchase in the cooler. Cause we only do 4 beers on the show and there was a lot to look through. So I was like, I'm just going to go with what they're good with. But when he grabbed this, I was like, okay, we'll do different styles. And I'm quickly realizing that I was correct and skipping over it. I'm just not a big fan of West Coast IPAs. Now, that's not to say that this isn't great. I mean, the lacing is lovely. The beer is fantastic. Of course, the artwork and the name and all that good stuff. But West Coast just isn't my style. I'll give it a 4. It's still a solid beer, but it's not what I go to Burial to enjoy, which what I go to Burial enjoy is what we're going to be drinking shortly in the next round. We'll have some of those bad boys. It is Brews Day Tuesday right here on 105.3 The Bear. We'll take a quick break. We'll take a quick break and then we'll be back and drink my beer.